According to an interview with US Aviation International News, the Indian Air Force Chief, Norman Anil Kumar Brown, said India would not veer from its decision to award a $12 billion contract to France for Rafale fighter planes. India chose Rafale plane over the Typhoon built by Eurofighter, a consortium of the British group BAE Systems.
They just miffed at being beaten. And there was a statement by the British which said that they are going to reduce their price and then make another bid for the aircraft. But that's not possible because the decision has been taken to go in for the Rafale. And I don't think, in fact, I'm quite sure that the Eurofighter doesn't really stand a chance.
In his interview, Brown described the selection of the Rafale as brilliant and said the decision was based on its performance, passing all qualifications and its price. He further added that any decision to involve another manufacturer would be procedurally untenable.
It remains to be seen whether it's signed for 126 aircraft, whether it's signed for half that number because of a financial crunch that India is facing, or whether it's even signed for 200 or 210 aircraft, because that is what the eventual requirement for the medium multi-role combat aircraft is going to be as far as the Indian Air Force is concerned.
India will start receiving these aircraft in around 36 months.
The first aircraft will arrive in 36 months and the remaining 108 will be built over the next, I would say, about 8 or 9 years. So the induction of the 126 would probably be completed by about 2021 or 2022.
The decision to select the Rafale was made on February the 13th as its bid of the French company was the lowest. Observers say politicians kept out of this deal, which was a transparent one, and the final decision was left to the Indian Air Force to decide on an aircraft that best suited their requirements. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.